What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valenti and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Nick Langworthy, Congressman, good morning.
Oh, thanks for having me back on.
Yes, Congressman, we've been talking about the VA situation this week. For those who maybe were unplugged during the week, what is the situation going on at the VA Medical Center?
Well, I've received word from the House Veterans Affairs Committee that they had reason to believe that there was a problem earlier this week with the oncology department at the Veterans Administration Hospital here in Buffalo. There was a delay in those referrals, those patients that needed to leave the VA for care at our community partner hospitals like Roswell and others. And there was a delay in those appointments. And we fired off a letter calling for a full investigation of this situation. Immediately the VA relieved them of duty, the director of the hospital, as well as the chief of staff at the hospital. That showed me how serious the situation was. I then the next day traveled to the Buffalo VA. I toured the facility. I met with the interim director. And I'm very confident that the people that are working it now are going to get to the bottom of this. There's somewhere between 3 and 4 dozen patients in question that were delayed in a serious way in getting their appointments. It's unacceptable. Our veterans deserve the very best. They deserve a full dedication. And I do believe the Buffalo VA hospital gives that care to its veterans. I've heard very good reviews from patients and constituents that we interact with on a regular basis. But what you have is someone that didn't do their job. And ultimately, leadership has to be held accountable to that. And I've also had a lengthy discussion with the Undersecretary of Veterans Affairs, and they assure me there's going to be a full 2-year look back to see just how deep this problem is. But the interim leadership is working very hard to clear any backlogs and make sure that those veterans get timely referrals to those community partner hospitals.
Talking about those veterans that were delayed care, at this point, have they all begun the care or gotten the care that they were delayed?
Well, they were sorting through that. I mean, I visited the hospital in the immediacy of this being uncovered. We wanted to act very quickly. We wanted to make sure that they understood that, you know, we're paying attention and they're going to have full congressional oversight. I'm a member of the Oversight Committee. So, you know, there's no better place to, you know, conduct oversight than in my own backyard, my own district. But I do believe the team that's there in place is dedicated to clearing this out and making sure that this doesn't happen again. And that's what's most important. Our veterans deserve the absolute best that they can get. And not every medical outcome is a positive one. Because sometimes, you know, the care doesn't work, but the fact that you had a lung cancer patient that had to wait 10 weeks for a referral, that's one case I've heard about specifically, that's just completely unacceptable. That, you know, cancer is a life and death situation. You can go from an early detection to stage 4 in 10 weeks. That is just completely unacceptable, and people need to be held accountable. I believe this will be done. There's going to be a thorough investigation from the Department of Veterans Affairs. They're sending their top staff to Buffalo this week to basically drill into this at the facility to find out the facts, specifically as they sit down with individual employees. And I think that will be very helpful in uncovering the breadth of this. Is there more? Are there other departments we must be looking at? But we need to make sure the Buffalo VA is the gold standard for the country. And I do think we've got incredible medical professionals. We've got incredible nurses. And there are good administrators there, too. But if there's bad actors, they need to get out of there.
You mentioned the people, some of the people at the top of leadership being removed. Now there's interim leadership. Do you think an investigation will lead to anyone else at the VA Medical Center being removed?
It's too soon to tell. There's an investigator, Inspector General's report that is being prepared right now that will tell the whole story of this. And it is due out, by the end of September, early October. And that will tell the entirety of the story here as to what's happened at Buffalo VA. I very much hope that it's isolated to just this, three, four dozen cases. That is certainly unacceptable by any standard. And there needs to be accountability for those actions. We have to look at all departments, and you have to look at the entirety of the VA. We hear very good things from our veterans in our district. They like the care. They like having things under one roof. But there are times where referrals need to be made to community partner hospitals, places like Roswell Park Cancer Institute, which is obviously a world-class facility and can treat more different types of cancers and different treatments than the VA is capable of. And those veterans need to be referred there for care, and then the VA gets billed back. So we have to just make sure that this is a seamless transition. I think they've got process problems. I think that there's been some staff incompetence on the scheduling side of this, and it's not a budgetary matter. This isn't a matter of the funds not being in place. This is a process problem and a staffing problem, and they need to get to the bottom of it. If there's bad actors, get them out of there. And make sure that this process is streamlined so our veterans have the care immediately that they deserve.
Congressman, there were some people talking before your visit when this first came out about the facility itself. When you went to go visit the facility on Thursday.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste because you know all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, what do you have to say about the facility itself?
There's some people, I know there was a plan several years ago to build a new VA. And the money doesn't exist for that. I mean, the reality is it's a $1 billion proposition to go totally replace the VA. It'd be very disruptive. And the VA has kind of shelved building a new veterans hospital. It would be beautiful to have a gleaming new facility. But this isn't about bricks and mortar. This is about care, making sure our veterans have the care and the concern of dedicated employees that want to see our veterans get what they deserve, what they're entitled to. And I do think that everyone that I met at that facility, the veterans that I met that are patients there, I mean, they were pleased with everything in the care that they're given and the concern. And I've met a lot of very dedicated employees. So I don't want to vilify this facility because I think they do incredible work every single day. But there are problems. Every medical facility is suffering from the labor crisis. I mean, there is a labor crisis in this country. There's a lot of people that don't want to work. And that is a serious issue, whether you talk to people at Kaleida or Catholic. I mean, everyone's having a hard time keeping staff. And government employees, within the VA, maybe don't have the same pay scale as some of the other places. And we need to make sure that we're streamlining that and investigating that throughout the budgetary problems. But I will say in my time in the House of Representatives, which is only 2 fiscal years, we have fully funded the VA at the full president's request. In fact, we appropriated $10 billion more than the president requested in fiscal year 2024 when we passed our appropriations bills. So I don't believe that this is a situation of a budgetary nature. This is really poor management by the looks of things.
Congressman, the investigation, when should we have the results of that made public?
The Inspector General's report, I am told I will see that either at the end of September or the beginning of October, and that'll tell the entire story. I will say that the interim leadership that's in place, which is veteran, which is someone that is a veteran of the Finger Lakes VA system, so he's a Buffalo native, he's a lifelong Western New Yorker, and he is already ironing out the problems that are obvious, and there's a dedication to clearing out any backlog that exists right away.
Now, Congressman, you were on the show last week talking about a lot of other things. One of the things we got into was the DNC. Well, the DNC played out. What's your review of what we saw this week in Chicago?
Well, you have a party under Kamala Harris that's trying to be really light on facts and platform and really heavy on concepts like joy. She's supposedly going to bring joy back to us. I mean, I the tone deafness of their messaging is staggering to me. People are struggling. I mean, we have an affordability crisis in this country. People are having a hard time making ends meet, a real hard time. I mean, it is, it's gas, it's groceries, it's housing, it's insurance. I mean, all your prices have exploded. And Kamala Harris said nothing as to how she's going to address that. She just said that prices are going to come down. Prices are high because they have, in the first 2 years of the Biden administration, they were essentially printing trillions of dollars. They have devalued our currency by creating more of it and indebting this country at a level that we've never seen. And now the American people are indebted at a level that we never have been. I mean, we have a record amount of credit card debt in this country. Americans are $1.5 trillion in credit card debt. And why? It's not because they're going on too many vacations. The American people are having to put their groceries on credit cards. And cost of living is the greatest crisis this country faces. I mean, people that make a good living are having a really hard time making ends meet and raising their families. And you couple that with the crisis at our southern border, and there was, again, a total tone deafness to what's happening in this country. We have 10 million people wandering around in this country that we're paying for, that broke the laws of this country to come here. They've abused the parole system. They've abused the asylum system. And it's on purpose. I mean, you can't come to any other conclusion other than this is a purposeful decision, as Joe Biden issued 94 separate executive actions to loosen the southern border. If he would just reinstitute Remain in Mexico. And Kamala Harris is the border czar. She's the person that Joe Biden appointed to head up this crisis. And she's done nothing. She has done absolutely zero to address this. This is on purpose. They want these people eventually to become voters. And that's why they're here. And their hope is that they'll capture the White House, the U.S. Senate, and the House of Representatives all in one election. And then, mark my words, folks, they're going to push for amnesty for all of the illegal immigrants that are in this country. And that would fundamentally transform America. We had a huge wake-up call just a couple weeks ago when in Broome County, just down the road, just on the other side of my district, this savage was arrested by Buffalo ICE agents. And I talked to the senior leadership of Buffalo ICE. This guy was a cold-blooded killer that was wanted for 23 murders in Peru. How do they know he was a cold-blooded killer? Because he had on his body tattooed the names and the faces of the 23 people he murdered. He was a gang-style killer. And he came in under this supposed group of people that came here for a greater opportunity and freedom. This is someone that probably filled out asylum paperwork.
I mean, this is just the gross negligence in the lack of care to protect the American people is staggering. And she has failed by any metric available. And the fact that this wasn't addressed during their convention, those are the top two issues that if you polled any congressional district in America would be the top two issues: the affordability crisis, the inflation, our inability to make ends meet, and the invasion at the southern border. Those are the issues of this election. And that's what the American people are going to make their choice based on, not on joy or happiness, as Kamala Harris was trying to promote.
Congressman, as always, thank you for your time, and thank you for keeping us in the loop with the VA situation.
Thank you, Joe.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
What's better than watching your team win? Winning money while you do it. I'm Jim Costa, and on Cash the Ticket, Mike Valeni and I give you the edge to make every game playable. College football, NFL, we're breaking it all down game by game. Your podcast feed is going to be filled, and you're going to love it. You can click on the games you care about. We do it all. With our analysis, we're finding games that other people aren't talking about. We're turning every Saturday and every Sunday into days where you got a chance to win. Don't just sit on the sidelines. Cash the Ticket with us. Follow Cash the Ticket in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.